Thank you. You may be seated. Today we are going to be looking at the declining American morality. Not a popular subject, I'm afraid. The obvious decline of morality that is going on and that we're going to address is that decline in American morality, even though there is a steady decline throughout the entire world. Now, some countries have such horrible crime rates that the crimes go unreported and unrecorded. In some places in the world, crime is a way of life with little law and order. Now, this should be a cause of concern and prayer for every Christian. Missions are needed. We need missionaries. The number of missionaries going out from America declines each year. The world lies in the lap of the wicked one and needs to hear the gospel. The shed blood of Calvary, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ are not American curiosities, but the truth that sets men free no matter where and when they live. We're going to go over some numbers, some statistics. The following statistics are an indication of where America is morally. With a population of over 317 million, and this may be closer to 320 million or in that neighborhood, we're going to take our statistics mostly from 2013 and some from 2014. There were in the year 2013 1,163,146 violent crimes in the United States. There were 14,196 cases of manslaughter. Over 345,000 cases of robbery were reported in 2013. Property crimes were 8,632,512. Was 1,928,465 cases. Larceny theft was a little over 6 million cases. Divorce rates in 2014, which is an indication of the health of the American home, the American family, is almost 50%. In other words, the marriage failure in America in 2014 is almost 50% failure rate. America moves increasingly left on almost all moral issues, such as homosexuality, abortion, and polygamy. Approval of stem cell research from human embryos went from 52% to 64% in less than 10 years, in the last 10 years. Approval for doctor-assisted suicide went from 49% to 56% in that same amount of time. Abortion of the unborn in America is called a woman's choice and approved by the Supreme Court. But God calls it not woman's choice, but he calls it, in his word, the murder of the innocent. People talk about America's huge multi-trillion dollar debt, but few seem to dare to talk about the moral bankruptcy that has caused it. Proverbs 14, verse 34 says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness is conformity to God's moral law. History tells us that all of the world's great empires, such as the Babylonian Empire, the Grecian Empire, and the Roman Empire, fell from corruption within. America, if it is to stand, must clean up its laws as well as clean up the moral code of the individual. If we take even a glimpse at what is becoming legal in America, we see that there are plans to turn America into Sodom and Gomorrah. There are plans to make money off of the corruption of our youth. There are plans to make money off of unjust wars, killing thousands. The U.S. sends millions of dollars to non-friendly, if not outright enemy, countries. We have politicians who sign trade agreements that divest this country of factories and jobs. We lend asylum to the enemies of Christ and leave our Christian brethren to die by the heathen Muslim sword in the desert. Today is the day we must stand for the truth and righteousness and expose and condemn corruption and sin. We, the church, we must be willing to stand with others of like minds and faith. But if need be, we must be willing to stand alone. American churches are silent, asleep, or dormant on many important daily issues. Many large churches have multi-million dollar building complexes that lie dormant almost all week instead of having them open and teaching and preaching the gospel. Some issues of which we haven't mentioned are sex education in the public schools. And that education appears to be degenerating. We have the teaching of socialism to our children in the government schools. Anti-American philosophy being taught in the colleges as well as in the upper grades of high school and junior high. We have in America what is termed an encouraging, or in the media encourages multiculturalism. Now, multiculturalism is encouraged, but we as Christians know that the words of Christ are true, and that he said that a house divided falls. We don't need a divided house in America. We need to be United States of America. We also have the insane approval of marijuana and other drugs as legal, adding yet another vice to the approval list. The corruption of our political and financial systems is perhaps beyond remedy. So how is it, dear friends, that we have laws that protect and promote sin? We elect leaders who seem to be pathological liars and have little or no integrity. In Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 2 through 6, we read, quote, "Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts and set him for their watchman, if when he sees the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever hears the sound of the trumpet and takes not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, it took not warning. But he that takes warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the watchman's hand." Where are America's watchmen? Are we who name the name of Christ then too ashamed to stand against such things? Too weak or too afraid? What advice did God give to Jeremiah? Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 6 through 8. Quote, "Then said I, O Lord, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I send thee. And whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord." End quote. We are not to be afraid to raise our voice in opposition. Now is not the time for silence, dear Christian friend. When God's word is ignored and despised and perverted and twisted, when Christ is rejected, when the truth is trampled in the street, then the floodgates of destruction are opened. The only solution to America's moral problem and corruption is not found in political elections, though those can be useful in this regard, but the real solution is found in regeneration. You cannot legislate the new birth. What we need is a new America, born again by the blood of the Lamb. An America that rejoices in righteousness, in the freedoms that are guaranteed by God to us, and not by some doublespeak politician. Let it be known that, like Nineveh of old, America needs to repent, or it will be destroyed. Without God, we lose our freedoms that only His blessings can bring. Those still in school, do your best, but try the Spirit to see if they are of God or not. Compare everything with Scripture. Everything in life must be compared to the standards of Scripture. It is either right or wrong, good or bad. Learn to leave the wrong and bad alone. You will be a lot happier. If you have any question as to whether it is wrong, bad, or not, check it against the standards found in God's Word. You may start with God's moral law found in the Ten Commandments of Exodus 20. and go there. If not sure, pray about it. Ask an older Christian for advice. Those graduating from school, remember to keep your heart in love with God and your mind in His book. And everything else will fall in line after that. Priorities help as long as God is number one and the love of your fellow man is second. God bless America. You are dismissed. Thank you.